We're learning Siman Reish Lamed Vav entitled Berchos Kriyas Shema Shel Arvis. Mechaber tells us the Be'er Mevarech Shtayim Lifnei Kriyas Shema Shtayim Acharel, that there are two brachos preceding the reciting of the Shema and two after it. And we discussed yesterday about Behu Rachum. It's brought down in the Mishnah Brura. He says that when it comes to the first bracha, it does begin Baruch Atah Hashem Elkeinu. What's unusual is that when it comes to a bracha in which we typically have a bracha, it begins with Baruch, ends with a bracha, Avas Olam is not. So the Mishnah Brura tells us that Asher Bin Baro, the Avas Olam, these two brachos, Enopo, Sachach and Baruch, even though it is not open with the word Baruch, Davi Smuchel Rishona. The fact that it is connected to paragraph number one, in which does have the word Baruch in it, therefore it's not an issue. Just to spend a moment looking at these two brachos, if we the purpose of the first paragraph is, as it's cited in the Gemara Brachos, that during the day it's necessary to mention attributes of Choshech of night, and when it comes to Mar, we also mention attributes of the day, and this is what is mentioned in the first paragraph. And I saw in a sefer today that when the word goel or min choshech, choshech min or, is translated here as removing light before darkness. Goel also, like the word glila, has to do with the word rolling, which represents the world as it's in constant motion. And that's how, of course, day turns into night, and then night into day. It's also worthwhile to focus on the second paragraph, which is such a powerful paragraph, which sometimes we just zoom and zip right through it. The paragraph of As Olam Beis Yisrael, the way that we know that Hashem has this love for the Klal Yisrael, for the Jewish people, it says, is because of Torah mitzvos chukim mishpatim, because of the Torah and the mitzvos that we're given. And we do say every evening, and it's worthwhile just translating these words, "Benismach b'divrei sorasecha v'mitzvosach le'olam voed," that we constantly are supposed to not just fulfill Torah and mitzvos, but it's supposed to be benismach. We're supposed to love doing. We're supposed to have an enjoyment, a fulfillment of joy by fulfilling these mitzvos. And therefore, if we truly appreciate and embrace what Torah represents, which is God's greatest gift, that's what we say, Al Tosim Yimenu Olamim, that may you, Hashem, not remove your love from us. Which is what we're really saying, is that Hashem should not cause us that we will not have the opportunity to be able to learn Torah. And therefore, this is a way that Hashem shows His Avas Yisrael, how much He loves us. The Mishnah Brura then mentions that Ushtayim L'Acharel, that we say two brachos afterwards. The first bracha, after Shema, is Emes V'Emuna. The Ein also does not begin with the word Baruch. Again, the Havi Smucha L'Chaberta, because it's next to a bracha which does have the Baruch. Well, where is that? It's referring to, again, to the first paragraph of which we recite of first bracha. And he says the Kriya Shema Lo Havi Hesek, even though you have the Shema, these three paragraphs in the middle, but Emes V'Emuna is connected still to the very first bracha of Hamariv Arabim, which begins with a baruch. That's not considered to be a hesek. And also, it concludes, also, there's a bracha which concludes right afterward as well. B'chosim, person says the bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem Goel Yisrael, V'lo Goel Yisrael, K'mo B'tfilah. Sounds the same, but they are significant difference. When it comes to the bracha of Goel Yisrael, which is the bracha that we say in the Birchas Kriya Shema, Yishum Shenisna Al Geula Sh'avra, it's referring to a past redemption. Goel Yisrael is referring to something which will occur, that we're longing for an ultimate Geula. That is the difference between those two brachos. And then the Mishnah Berurah says, Bracha Shnia Hashkivenu, we know that there's a principle of being some of Geula Tefillah. When it comes to Shach, we say Goal Yisrael, and immediately we daven Shemoneh Esrei. So the question is that after we say Goal Yisrael, you would think we should immediately go into the Shemoneh Esrei. Yet we have this paragraph of Hashkivenu. We have another paragraph as well, which we'll be discussing on another day. But Hashkivenu is not an issue. of being somech geula l'tefila, because as the Gemara in Bracha says, that's considered like a geula arich the dam. It's like an elongated redemption. The question is, why is this considered to be part of a geula? So it's brought down by the students of the Rabbeinu Yonah, which is what's cited over here in the Mishnah Berura, the she'over Hashem lingoif es Mitzrayim. That if we study, if we look in the paragraph of the Emunah, discusses about all the things that happened to Paro, to the Mitzrayim, and Goal Yisrael, fortunately, all those terrible things happened to them. But after you see destruction among our enemies, perhaps one could be left with the conclusion that it may also happen to me. And therefore, the Rabbeinu Yonah says, HaYisrael mefachdim mespalin l'Hashem Yisbarach. They were concerned. And therefore, they daven to Hashem, Shekayim devaro shelo yitin amashus levol batein lingov. That even though he caused harm to our adversaries, it should not happen to us. Part of the geula is not just that he caused that our enemies got what they deserved, but the geula also is connected to our feeling safe. And that's what the bracha really represents. Shomer mo Yisrael ad, that Hashem protects us throughout all these challenges. Certainly it's worthwhile spending more time focusing on these brachos. I'd just like to share one last halacha found in the Pesukei Tshuvos. He says, V'im ta, u'mesayim bebirchas hashkivenu benusach shel Shabbos v'yom tov. Let's say a person says the nusach of Shabbos and Yom Tov, which we do not conclude the bracha of Shomer Mo Yisrael ad. We have a different conclusion, a little lengthier. So he says, Yotzov ein tzarech lachzor. You have fulfilled your obligation, you do not have to repeat. However, he does say in the Shas Tshuvos Rivos Ephraim, v'im tofes atzmo toich kedi dibor, that if you were able to catch yourself within a short amount of time that you said the wrong bracha, you realize that, then yachzor v'yomer Shomer Mo Yisrael ad, then you should say the bracha properly.